TJ Ward has a left knee, and then Frosty Rucker has a groin. So those are two guys that we'll just have to evaluate as we go. But I know they were mentioned as injuries in the game. We'll see what happens overnight and how extensive they may be. All right. We went in at halftime 14-10, and I don't think we had played our best football, but we were ahead, and then it kind of spiraled on us in the second half. And as happy as I've been the last 3 weeks standing up here talking about team victories, I think it's safe to say this was a team loss. In the second half, we threw two interceptions and missed on a fourth down conversion, which essentially is a turnover. And they scored twice off those two interceptions and got points and then stretched the lead out. I thought we struggled to move the ball effectively throughout the game. And I have to credit them for doing that. We knew coming in it would be a challenge. We prepared for the Redskins, as I mentioned, and they did a nice job. They came in, they were opportunistic, and they did what they had to do to win the football game. And I don't think we played our best ball. So that being said, I'm sure you've got a lot of specific questions, and so I'd be happy to answer them for you.
Why weren't you able to adjust to Cousins' play fakes and roll-offs?
Well, I don't know if we didn't adjust to it. We practiced against it all week. You know, they were very effective with it. They're a very effective boot and naked team. They do a nice job with the off-tackle run game, which really lends itself to that play action. And they made some plays on it. You know, there was times when we had decent coverage, and Kirk made nice throws. And then there's anytime you have the quarterback on the perimeter, if you overcommit to one or the other, then he runs, and which he got a couple of runs on him. So I don't think it was a matter of the fact that we didn't prepare for it or adjust to it. I think they did a nice job.
How much did RG3 not playing, did that affect the game? That
has. Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. It has nothing to do with it. They would have been doing all the same things with the addition of the option if RG3 was in the game. That looked like the Redskins' offense, and I'd like to credit Kirk. I thought he did a nice job of playing the game, and he led his team to victory.
So where does this leave you guys, Pat? And you had playoff hopes, and it's kind of just...
We lost the game this week, right? We lost the football game. We're disappointed we lost, and we're just pushing forward. We're going to reload. Everybody's going to go home. You know, we're going to get as much of a night's sleep as we can. We're going to get up in the morning and get prepared to play the Denver Broncos. That's what we're doing. That's where it leaves us.
Two-part question.
Sure.
Was this a major step back for Brandon Whedon, and why does he get so many passes back?
Yeah, two-part question. I don't think it was a setback. I don't think it was his best game, but I think that can be said for all of us. And then why does he get passes batted down? You know, we throw a lot of shallow crossing concepts. We do a lot. We throw the ball on the interior of the defense quite a bit. And there are times when the rush gets stymied, if you might, and then they just stop and put their hands up. So that happens some. I can't say that's always the case, but that could be a couple things you could write about.
What did you see out of the two interceptions in the third quarter?
I saw a lot of stuff. What do you mean? They picked him off.
Did he have him open, especially on the second one? Did he have him open early and waited?
Yeah, I'll have to look at it. There was a couple of things going on there, you know, whether he was able to get through it or not. I thought the protection was good initially, and then, you know, you can't throw interceptions. Yeah. Anything else? I would like to say, and I wanted to lead off with it though. The events this week in Connecticut, you know, we obviously were affected by it like the rest of the world, not intimately like the people in Newtown, but it's very disturbing stuff. And I know that our players have talked about it a bunch. We've talked about it together. We'd like to send out our thoughts and prayers to everyone that was directly involved, and I think we all know that in some indirect way we're all involved. If we can learn anything from it, let's not leave anything unsaid. If you got an opportunity to hug your child, let's not let anything go, because tomorrow and anything happening tomorrow is not guaranteed. And so our thoughts and prayers go to everyone in Newtown that's been affected by this. So I wanted to lead off with that. I'm glad I remembered to say it. Sometimes we get wrapped up in our issues of the day, and I think it's very important that the folks there know that we're thinking about them. All right? Thanks.